Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Climate researcher Diandong Nguyen concludes in a recent study published in the Journal of Renewable and Sustainable Energy that global warming will decrease the overall strength of prevailing winds, reports Canada Broadcasting Center News Online. How? Wind is created by the difference in temperature between two air masses. The greater the difference, the more wind. Large global circulation patterns between the polar and tropic regions are powered this way. The polar regions are heating up faster than the tropics under climate change, however, which is decreasing the temperature difference between them and weakening the prevailing winds. Nguyen estimates that a 4 to 8 degree Fahrenheit rise in air temperatures could weaken the winds that blow through wind turbines in high northern latitudes by 4 to 12%, even taking into account local topography. Despite local variability, the overall effect is weaker winds. And the answer, Nguyen says, is to invest in converting existing wind energy into clean electricity while the wind is still strong, and thus help slow the climate change that will ultimately weaken it. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.